Radio Prague News.
Vlastimil Picek has been appointed Czech Defence Minister. A new poll suggests the Civic Democrats would win only 22 places in the 200-seat Chamber of Deputies. And police have shelved a complaint over a controversial ad that appeared ahead of the second round of January's presidential election. Vlastimil Picek has become the Czech Republic's Minister of Defence after being officially named by President Miloš Zeman on Tuesday morning. Mr. Picek, who is not party-affiliated, was chief of the General Staff of the Czech Army for 5 years and had been serving as first deputy defence minister. His appointment comes 3 months after the sacking of his predecessor, Karolina Pík, who only lasted a week in the post. Prime Minister Petr Nečas held the defence portfolio in the interim. President Zeman said he respected the general as an expert who was familiar with the problems of his ministry. The biggest party in the coalition government, the Civic Democrats, would only win 22 places in the 200-seat Chamber of Deputies if an election were held this month, suggests an opinion poll just conducted by the STEM agency. The opposition Social Democrats, who also came first at the last election, would be clear winners with 84 MPs, the survey indicates. Next would be Top 09 with 44 seats, followed by the Communist Party with 22. The Christian Democrats and the Citizens' Rights Party Zemanites would also win seats in the lower house. Police have shelved a criminal complaint taken by the team of defeated candidate Karel Schwarzenberg over a full-page advertisement that appeared in the tabloid Blesk on the eve of the second and final round of a presidential election in January, the website tdan.cz reported. The ad urged voters not to support Mr. Schwarzenberg, an aristocrat who spent much of his life in Austria, and highlighted his disagreement with the post-war expulsion of Czechoslovakia's German populace. The candidate's team said the advert contravened the electoral law. It was paid for by lawyer Vladimir Zavidil, who was a secret police officer under the communist regime. A group surrounding wealthy businessman Karel Janáček have filed a criminal complaint against the Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas for countersigning a controversial amnesty declared by former President Václav Klaus at the start of the year. Mr. Janáček had previously called on members of the Senate to file a treason complaint against President Klaus at the Constitutional Court in connection with the amnesty, which they did a few days before he stepped down a fortnight ago. Responding to the latest move, Mr. Nečas said filing criminal complaints was becoming the Czech national sport. The most controversial aspect of the presidential amnesty saw some cases involving alleged large-scale corruption halted. The energy giant ČEZ has struck a huge deal with Czech Coal, under which the latter will supply it with fuel for its Počerady power station. The contract, which follows lengthy negotiations, is valued at around 200 billion crowns and will run until 2060. The deal also includes an option for Czech Coal to buy Počerady in the future, though the price hasn't been revealed. It's one of the biggest transactions ever seen on the Czech market. The English Premier League club Arsenal are interested in buying Czech goalkeeper Petr Cech from their London rivals Chelsea, the Daily Mail reported. Cech, who is currently in Prague with the Czech squad ahead of a pair of World Cup qualifiers, has won virtually every trophy possible in 9 years at Chelsea. Meanwhile, his international teammate Tomáš Rosický has said he'll consider his situation at Arsenal in the summer. The 32-year-old midfielder hasn't been a regular starter for the club this season. The weather forecasters say we can expect some sunshine and rain in the coming days. Temperatures are likely to reach a maximum of 7 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find many more stories at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.